horizons. It's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome back to New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company. Today, we focus on banking. Firstly, we're going to hear from Graham Innes. Graham is currently reviewing the accessibility standards for banking in Australia, something that hasn't been done since 2002. Graham, hello and welcome back.
Thanks very much. Always good to be here.
What is your formal title?
I'm the reviewer of the accessible standards for electronic banking. So We got those standards in 2002, so they're now almost 20 years old. And both banks and service providers, disability service providers, raised with the Australian Banking Association about 18 months ago, I think, their concerns that the standards were out of date, that there were provision standards which no longer applied. And the standards are very prescriptive, and that's unusual for standards these days. There's a real trend in standards to make standards less prescriptive and more outcome-based, if you like. And so the ABA decided to review the standards, and they brought out a draft last year, which I have been asked to review. So my title, as I said to you, is reviewer. But they will be accessibility principles rather than standards. So they'll be at a higher level strategic document, which focuses more on outcomes and isn't quite as prescriptive as the standards that we got in 2002.
Last year, the Australian Bankers Association held a roundtable discussion with some of the service providers. Are these standards what came out of that?
There was a roundtable discussion initially before I became involved, looking at the first draft of the principles, and as a result of that roundtable, the ABA asked me if I would review those principles and develop further drafts, and that's what I'm in the process of doing. At the end of last year, there were roundtables with the with peak bodies, including BCA, other disability peak bodies, and also a group that we call the Digital Group, which brought together some of the digital experts. And we had them in two separate meetings for no other reason than it was easy to have fewer people around the table and give more people a chance to have input. As a result of those roundtables, I and the company that I'm with whom I'm working, TCC Strategic, have rewritten the draft of the principles, which last week went back to the banks for their comment. And we're making some changes as a result of the bank's comment, and then there will be this pretty circulated sector, and we'll probably have another roundtable to discuss the principles that I've worked on. So that's the review process that's taking place, and you know, that's my job to do that.
So in reality, what does this mean for the consumer? I mean, we've come a long way in some respects in terms of accessibility to electronic banking, but there are still some things to cover. What do you think that these principles will mean, and what sort of timeframes will we expect to see results?
Well, what I hope that the principles will mean is that it will give the banks a more strategic focus on access and what is required to achieve access. They're largely based around the universal design principles, which your listeners would be aware of. They're the broad principles for design of equipment so that it's accessible for people with disabilities. And I'm hopeful that what will come from that is better access for people with disabilities to banking. And that's certainly what the banks are saying they want. And as you say, there are a number of developments. I mean, you spoke with Steve Price recently, who talked about some of the developments in the ANZ, other bank, Westpac have also done some work on development for accessibility. And so there has been progress, which is not to say that access is perfect. It's certainly not. And there are examples where there has been very problematic access. But there are also examples where there's been significant improvement.
So are we looking at this from the point of view of consumer banking, or are we looking at all aspects of banking, including corporate and community banking, etc.?
We're looking at electronic banking, and so all aspects of electronic banking. So if someone is in business as a person with a disability and they need to access banking electronically, then these principles would cover them. And so, yes, it's not just restricted to consumer issues.
Is there going to be a point at which the average consumer is going to be able to have some input into this, or are we limited to peak body organisations at this point?
My brief and the brief of TCC Strategic, who are working with me, is to consult with the big bodies and the digital group that I referred to. But my expectation through all that is that the big bodies keep very much in touch with their members, and I know BCA does that. And so there will be input regular consumers through the membership of those peak bodies. There isn't a there isn't scope in my brief for a broader consultation. It's hoped that the ABA will approve the final document by about May of this year, so we've only got a couple of months to go, which really wouldn't provide time for a broader consultation. But yeah, I think that banks are always ready to hear from people about ways to improve their access. And so that's an opportunity that always exists. But I'm not aware of any plans to have a broader consultation on these principles.
Graham, thanks for joining us on the program. And perhaps we can talk to you a bit later in the year when that document's been finalised and accepted.
Yes, that would be great, Vaughan. Always happy to chat with you about it.
Graham Innes there. Now we move on to something else that's perhaps a little bit less pleasant. Blind Citizens Australia CEO Emma Bennison has some information for us about a new postcard campaign that Blind Citizens Australia is launching this week. Emma, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Another postcard campaign. How successful have they been in the past for BCA?
Look, I think the success of postcard campaigns has been really interesting in the sense that the impact that they have is that they enable members at the grassroots level to become really involved in a campaign. And I actually think that that's where BCA's campaigns historically have had the most impact. You've only got to look, even though we haven't yet been successful, you've only got to look at the previous postcard campaigns we did in relation to audio description on Australian television. And of course, the recent progress we've made in that area has been largely due to the pressure that individual people who are blind or vision impaired have put on our senators and our members of parliament. And I really think that's where these postcards are hugely important and where they come into their own, because it enables people to actually have some empowerment in their own day-to-day lives to be able to do something about these issues, which have huge impact on people.
This campaign, though, is not aimed at senators and politicians, though, is it?
No, this particular campaign is actually about touchscreen EFTPOS machines. Now, you'll have seen recently in the media that there are two members taking the Commonwealth Bank to the Federal Circuit Court in relation to the Albert EFTPOS device. But BCA is also aware that while all of that is happening, and certainly that's going to take a considerable length of time, we all know how long legal processes can take to progress. In the meantime, people are still walking into their local shop or their local restaurant and being faced with an inaccessible FPOS terminal. And we use the broader term of FPOS terminal very deliberately because we are aware that it's, you know, highly possible that other banking institutions could release inaccessible terminals into the future. And we're already seeing touchscreen ATMs starting to roll out. So we know that this is a larger issue than just the issue with the Commonwealth Bank. So what we're trying to do with these postcards is empower our members that when they walk into a shop, a person who's blind or vision impaired comes across one of these machines. Now, if you're standing in a queue and you want to explain to the retailer why this machine is not accessible to you and what they can do to fix it, that can actually be quite confronting and daunting, even for an experienced advocate, because you're holding up the queue, you're trying to figure out how to use this machine that's really not very intuitive at all, and you have to listen to this ridiculous tutorial that lasts for 10 minutes. And in the meantime, you're trying to explain to the retailer, well, actually, you have to turn on this accessibility mode, and have you heard of the accessibility mode? And, you know, it's just, it's a perfect storm, really, of things that you have to do, because all the onus is on you as the person who's blind or vision impaired to sort this problem out. So what we want to do is put some of the power back into the hands of our members, and through these postcards, that's what we're aiming to do. The postcards actually are a tool that people can give to a shop assistant or a waiter at a cafe, and they basically include BCA's contact details. And they have a tagline which says, use touchscreen FPOS devices, lose touch with your customers. And we very deliberately use that tagline because we want to make sure that retailers understand that we are a big slice of the audience, and it's not just people who are blind or vision impaired who are being impacted by touchscreen FPOS machines. It's older people, people with physical disability, people with acquired brain injury, and the list goes on. The back of the postcard then says the following: I want to pay you, but I can't use your FPOS terminal because it does not have physical buttons. The touchscreen design means that people who are blind or vision impaired, like me, cannot enter their PIN independently. I don't want to share my PIN with you or anyone else, nor should I have to. Please give this card to your manager. Ask them to tell your bank to stop rolling out FPOS machines which can only be operated using touchscreens, and to give you a device with a keypad with buttons instead. This is the only legal and accessible way for a person who is blind or vision impaired to pay. And each postcard also has a hole punched in one corner just to assist people to find it if you're carrying it in your handbag and you need to find it quickly. So one of the things that we've been very clear about with the messaging on these postcards, and I want to draw people's attention to it, is that we are not opposed in principle to the use of touch screens. But at the moment, there are not standards across the board. There are not standard gestures. There are not standard operating requirements which make it possible for people to use them seamlessly. And so our request to retailers is really about saying, look, you know, at this point in time, this is not an accessible solution. And the only accessible solution at this point in time is a keypad-enabled device that has physical buttons. Now, we understand that down the track that situation may change, but at this particular point in time, that is what we are asking the banks to provide. We are asking people to contact BCA if they would like to get a bundle of those postcards to take to their local shop or local restaurant. And I'd remind people that whether or not you've yet come across a touchscreen FPOS device, in the case of the Albert devices, there are now around 88,000 of those in circulation, and they're rolling out extremely quickly. So if you haven't seen one to date, you're more than likely to come across one soon, so it would be a good idea to be prepared. I'd request that people check to make sure that their address details are up to date with the office, so that you don't end up with them being sent to the house you lived in 3 years ago. The other thing I guess we'd really appreciate you doing, if you have time, is that when you've actually used a postcard, we'd really appreciate it if you'd let us know. And that's because then we can start to track what impact these postcards are having, and whether they're having the desired effect. You can contact us either on 1-800-033-660. You can also contact us via our SMS service on 0488824623, or of course via email to bca@bca.org.au.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.